Hello, hello, hello. How are you doing? This is Mr. Paul Jingles. I am at the very originally named City Park in Kansas City, Kansas. It is 7:15 in the morning on a Saturday. I have not played disc golf hardly at all for the last couple of months because it has been... Well, recently it's been hot, hot, hot. It was over 100 yesterday, and it's supposed to stay like that. So I just dropped off my oldest kiddo at rowing, and so I thought I would get a chance to try and throw a few things before it gets hot. It's already over 80 degrees today, so I wanted to check out this park. City Park, it's kind of a... I won't say homecoming because this is definitely not my home, but once upon a time, I tweeted something out about how I thought this park should have a disc golf course, and I don't want to have too much of an ego. I don't think that that played any part into them getting one, but I guess other people recognized the same things that I did and put in an 18-hole course here. I have never played this course. All I know is it's got a lot of hills, so I doubt that I'm going to have the opportunity to play all 18 holes this morning. I'd like to try and get 9 in. I'm hoping that the 9th hole will get me back to this parking lot, which is on the top of a hill. I'm looking west right now at hole number 1's tee pad. I'm going to mosey over there. I have to grab my bag, and then we'll see how far into this course I can get. Wish me luck. All right, went ahead and got number 1 in the books. Number 1 was pretty much a straight away shot. There is a road, like a service road, that runs parallel to the hole. If you're interested, I haven't played, like I said, in a while, and so I totally grip locked my drive. It's been a while since I've thrown anything very far. Ended up getting a par. I was fortunate enough to hit off a tree and, you know, bounce into that road, which apparently is not out of bounds. I'm up to hole number 2. Hole number 2 is an uphill shot. Looks like it's about 162 feet. It looks like that most of these holes have 2 baskets, which I'm a fan of. And they have their signs are bilingual. This area has a lot of Hispanic folks, so that's very nice that they have bilingual signs. If you can hear in the background, there's a bunch of cars going by. That's Interstate I-70. It is basically the belt of the United States. It goes from Washington, D.C. to somewhere peters out around Grand Junction or something like that. Or not Grand Junction, Junction City, I think, in Colorado or something like that. I think I've driven every mile of it at one point or another. So, anywho, factoids about Mr. Paul Jingles. So, hole number 2 is an uphill shot. It's about 162 to the short ones. I'm just playing the short ones since I don't know this course very well. It looks like it's about, I think there's like 32 floors worth of up and down for this hole, something I read. So, bring your hiking shoes. They need to mow around here. I do have a guy behind me who I think is going to... He must be meeting some friends because he's kind of dilly-dallying around with his hatchback open on his car. So, luckily, I'm not getting pushed too bad. So, I'm going to bust out my buzz on hole number 2 and see how I do. All right. So I finished up holes number 2 and 3. The number 2 is an uphill shot. I wasn't quite happy with my drive. I got to the top of the hill essentially and probably had 25 to 30 foot putt, which I was fortunate enough to make, so I got a birdie on that. And then hole number 3 kind of plays across some rolling hills. It's not very long. I think it was like 220 or something like that. And I threw my buzz again. Had a pretty easy layup for birdie. So that's pretty fun. I failed to mention, because I didn't realize it, that so they do have two holes on every hole. One's the marksman baskets, and one's like the more wide dynamic disc baskets, which is really cool. So if you have somebody who's really good, I've never thrown at a marksman basket, but they're like half as wide with the chains, and so you have to be like a marksman, like you got to be really accurate. So that's kind of neat. Also, some of the noise you might be hearing in the background, there's some trains. We're real close to a train yard, so that's interesting if you're into choo-choos. I'm going to get on a choo-choo pretty soon in about 3 or 4 days, because I'm going to Chicago, not to play disc golf, but to go to Lollapalooza. So taking the kids and the wife, we're going to ride the train from Kansas City to Chicago and go to Lollapalooza. So that should be fun. Hole number 4 is a downhill shot. It's hard to say how far down it goes. I'd say probably 45 feet down. It's 262, it says, to the short. So busting out the buzz again. Let the buzz buzz and see how we do. So, yeah. There's so much. This course is pretty cool. It's very reminiscent of playing at Waterworks. I think it might even be the same hillside if you just keep following this, you know, whatever, 7 miles to the east. You probably run into Waterworks. But very reminiscent so far. So very cool. That's a very much a compliment. So here we go. It's a little bit more wide open. So the smart thing to do is get here early in the morning like I did before it gets too hot for sure. All right, here we go. All right, just got done with hole number 4 and hole number 5. Hole number 4, actually threw it too far. It went past the basket, probably by 50 feet or so, something like that. I almost made the birdie shot, but didn't quite. Hooked past it, so got a par on that one. Hole number 5 is pretty short. I think it was like 162, 170, something like that. I played my Mako, which I haven't played that before. I played it because there's a little bit of dew on the grass, and so my buzz was kind of wet, and I didn't bring a towel, which is probably a faux pas, but that's okay. The Mako did a very nice job. I wanted to slightly Anheuser, and it did just that. And so now I'm up to hole number 6. Oh, yeah, I got a birdie on it. Hole number 6 is a downhill shot, very picturesque shot. You're throwing towards a cottonwood or something like that, which is down in a valley. It's a downhill shot, 316 feet to the short, 349 to the long. I'm going to play the short. I'm going to get my TL3, hopefully keep it down so it doesn't peel off too much. I'm going to pretty much aim at the tree. The basket is just to the left of the tree in the shade. It is starting to get hot. It is about 7:45 in the morning. I am already sweating pretty much. So I'm going to probably limit this to about 9 holes. Also, I have to keep in mind that I need to go pick up my kiddo here at 9 o'clock at Wyandotte County Lake Park so she can finish up her rowing. So at any rate, I'm going to go ahead and tee off. Wish me luck. All right, just got done with holes number 6 and holes number 7. I had a birdie look at both of them. Both of them were just a teensy-weensy little bit out of what I'm comfortable throwing as far as... actually, I probably should have made the putt on number 7. Hole number 6, I had a pretty decent drive. Actually, I hyzered it way too much. But so I was above the hole, a little high. And so I missed the downhill, I don't know, 50 foot putt or something like that. Got par. Hole number 7 plays across a valley at the bottom of the hill, essentially, from hole number 6. I had a pretty decent drive and was probably 20 foot, but it was like an uphill shot where I wasn't quite stable. Missed it just to the right. But that's okay. I'm up to hole number 8. It kind of plays, you have to go cross a road to get to it. All the baskets have a nice pointers to where the next hole is, which is nice. I'm probably just going to play hole 8 and hole 9. Unfortunately, it looks like hole number 9 is all the way down the hill from hole number one. So if you're thinking you're going to throw just nine holes, it won't work out so well. After you get on hole number five, you are close to the parking lot, which is nice because I could get a cup of, sip of coffee. So I did that. I am starting to sweat more profusely right now, so that's not good. Nobody likes the sweat. Well, sometimes you like sweating, I guess. What was I saying? I don't know. Anyway, hole number eight throws, a lot of these shots are up and down, across valleys and stuff like that. Not terribly hard, but still interesting and still pretty fun. I think it's has a fun factor of 8.5, I would say. So that's good. I will probably play hole number 8 and 9 and then let you know how I did. All right, so I just got done with hole number 8 and hole number 9. I had a decent drive. Hyzered it maybe a little too much. My form is acting like it's not been in form for 2 months, which it hasn't. And so my drives are really weak. I'm not very balanced. Need to work the kinks out on that, but it's not going to be today because it is hot. It is 8:05. I finished 9 holes in under an hour with doing a podcast, yapping at you and all that kind of stuff. It's only 80 degrees, but it's humid, and it's going to get up to 97, I think, today. So that's something. So I was lucky enough after my drive on hole number 8 to get a birdie on a decent putt. So I missed one on 7, but got one on 8. So they kind of all balances out, I guess. Hole number 9, I was hoping would kind of play back towards the road that I'd just crossed and thrown away from on hole number 8. But instead, it was kind of going further away from my car. It's an uphill shot, pretty short. I just went ahead and played my buzz. I think it was like 160 or something like that. Pretty much put it underneath the basket. It's definitely got potential for ace runs. I don't think I ever quite threw it high enough. I did have one where, what was that hole? I think it was hole number 5? When I threw my Mako, I came pretty close to an ace on that one. I had the right elevation, probably missed it 3 feet to the right, I think. But it was, you know, almost to the point where I was going to miss my birdie shot, but I was fortunate enough to get that. Really enjoy this course. I would call it a weekend buddy course, something like that, where guys who probably play once a week or something like that, this is a good course for them. It's not going to challenge some of the so-called experts and that kind of stuff. They'll probably have fun here, but they're going to throw a low number. I shot 5 under. Granted, I was playing the big baskets, but still, I shot 5 under on 9 holes, so... And I'm not that great. So it's not going to challenge the challengers. It is going to challenge the newbies. So this is not a course to bring out your 12-year-old or something. They're going to be pretty grumpy because of all the hills and climbing up and down and stuff like that. And you'll probably be grumpy walking after those because they'll probably go way downhill. So, it's a good course if guys have, or gals, whoever has like fairly accurate throws and stuff like that. I would say I think it's probably pretty safe to bring beer. I don't think I saw any trash cans, I think it would be okay. I think Rosedale's pretty friendly on the beer front. I think this would be just as much. You do kind of have to watch out for some dog walkers. It looks like there's a couple of people with dogs off leash. I'm looking forward to playing the last 9 holes. I wanted to see where number 10, the tee pad was for 10. It started getting into the woods. I don't think I got into it too much, but that was kind of exciting. I think it took me about 6 minutes to walk back to my car, and a lot of it was uphill. So hard one to play just 9. You're either kind of in it for just 5, if you wanted to just do those first 5 holes, I mean, that's over with too quickly, I think, for most of us. Hard to divide this one in half, it feels like. So maybe you could start on 10 and work your way back to 18, but it's still a long walk. Anywhoosie, I hope you're doing well. I'll probably do a second half of this podcast once I play 10 through 18. Maybe I can get Blu-ray or Treesbane out. Treesbane just bought a new house over by Swope Park-ish area. So maybe we'll play that course sometime soon. He's kind of moving. We offered to help, me and Sweet Lady Jingles, but he is doing the slow move. He's got until the end of August, I think, or something like that. So anyway, that's the updates on him. Haven't seen Blu-ray in a long time. I need to give him a call. In case you're wondering about the band, we don't have another gig until the 15th of September. We did play at Westport Flea Market not too long ago, and it went pretty good. Had a lot of fun. Anywho, I'll see you later. As the Mr. Pulp Jingles, I am out.